We've been bringing a series of lessons on Sunday evening and various times in regard to the home, and I thought it might be appropriate. I know in the Wednesday evening adult Bible class, y'all are studying the book of Proverbs, and the young people are studying in the book of Proverbs also on Wednesday evening, and school's about to start. So in regard to the home, we want to look at some ancient wisdom that's been given for modern youth. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, in verse 13, it says, "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him." This reference to God is a reference to him as the Ancient of Days. Now, there are many today who seek counsel for our youth, but oftentimes the counsel that youth seeks out or that's available is not the counsel that's given in God's Word. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, it's contrary to the counsel of God's Word. So we want to look to this ancient counsel, this counsel that was given by the true and living God. We want to listen to this ancient wisdom for modern youth. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, if you would turn over there, we can use the teachings of Christ to serve as a contrast between young people today. In Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them not will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Today, there are two categories of people, not just young people. There are people who are wise, who will listen to what Jesus has to say and are willing to obey him. And then there are people also who are foolish. The foolish man built his house on the sand. He heard the teachings of Christ, but he refused to submit to them. And he is one that the scriptures describe, particularly in the book of Proverbs, which we're going to be looking at in regard to that, as one who is a scorner or a scoffer, one who despises, one who laughs at or makes mockery of others who seek the truth or makes mockery of the truth itself. The wise man, which built his house upon the rock, he hears the teachings of Christ and cheerfully obeys them. God, in the book of Proverbs, compares these two types of young men, those who are wise and then those who are the scorners or the scoffers. And that's what we want to look at in our study this evening. So if you would, you need to put a mark in Proverbs, because that's where we're going to be going quite often in the scriptural references here. The scorner despises wisdom. Go to Proverbs chapter 1 and note there in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools," the foolish man, "fools despise wisdom and instruction." Can you remember back, those who aren't young say, "Well, this lesson doesn't really apply to me as much." Think back when you were young. Did you always listen to the instruction that you were given? Did you always prove to be wise in your decision-making process? Fools despise wisdom and instruction. A lot of times when we're young, we don't want to listen to the advice of our parents. We don't want to listen to the advice of our grandparents. We don't want to listen to the instructions of teachers or coaches. We don't want to listen to those people who would be trying to give us good instruction, mentors, all those type of things. We refuse to listen to them. And so it's talking about, in regard to that a scorner is one who despises wisdom. If you'll look in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 8, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 8, note what is said here. It says, "Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath." Wise men turn away wrath and scoffers, the people who refuse to listen to things set a city aflame. We kind of have an example of that in the scriptures. We have an example, if we remember the example of Rehoboam. Go over to 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 12, and look there at verses 6 through 9, and notice what Rehoboam did here. He had the opportunity to seek instruction. He had the opportunity to seek advice, but note what he did with that. 1 Kings 12, beginning in verse 6. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, and he said, "How do you advise me to answer the people?" And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to these people today and serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever." But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him and consulted the young men who he had grown up with, whom he had stood before, and he said to them, "What advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" And the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you should speak to the people who have spoken to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us.' Thus you shall say to them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist.'" So did he listen to the advice of the elders, of the older people? No, he refused that instruction. He went along with the advice of the young people, and as a result of it, oh, problems. Rehoboam had all kind of problems in the kingdom in regard to that situation, just because he scoffed the advice of those who were older and wiser. He did not listen to them. He would not take their advice. In Proverbs, the 15th chapter, we can see also that the scorner is one who is ungrateful. Not only does he not follow the advice or the instruction, he is ungrateful. In Proverbs 15, verse 12, says, "A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise." Now, having been a teacher and a coach and having to instruct young people and correct young people oftentimes throughout my career in teaching and coaching, there are people who can receive instruction, who can receive correction, and they can take it, and they can take it in the vein that it's offered, and they can do something with it. They can really look at themselves and say, "Yeah, I'm the one who has the problem, and this is what I need to do." But some other people, when they hear instruction, they say, "You're the one's got the problem. You're the one's got the problem." They don't really look and reflect inwardly, and they reject it because they're not willing to receive this instruction. So the scorner is ungrateful for the help. He doesn't want to take constructive criticism. And one thing, young people, you need to learn to do in your life is to take constructive criticism from people and to be willing to listen to it, and then to make the application where there's a correction needs to come about in your life. Need to be willing to listen to that. Because think about it. None of us live perfect lives, right? We all make mistakes. But if we do not correct our mistakes, then we can't improve our situation. We have to correct our mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes are going to be pointed out to us. So be willing to receive instruction. One thing that the book of Proverbs talks about in regard to this person who is characterized as the scoffer or the scorner is that this person is usually someone who's got a big mouth. They're going to run off at the mouth, so to speak. That's what the book of Proverbs says in Proverbs 21, verses 23 and 24 in so many words. He says, "Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble." In other words, there's a time to speak, and there's a time to listen. And sometimes when you're young, that's hard to differentiate between when it's the time to speak and when it's really the time to listen. But whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. Now, we were talking about pride this morning, and we talked about the problem that we have with it. We need to have humility, but sometimes we have pride. And when we're filled with pride, we're usually going to let people know about it. Let people know what we think about a situation in regard to the instruction that we're receiving. We need to remember also what the book of Proverbs says in Proverbs 16:18, that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We need to remember that. Remember that. In Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24, and verse 9. Proverbs 24 and verse 9 says, the devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. The scornful, the scoffer, the one who's always has something to say, is an abomination to men. That word abomination means loathsome, detestable. In other words, someone that don't want in your presence. So he's scornful to men, an abomination to men because he is a scorner. He's loathsome. A scorner is also someone who is not only an abomination, but is one who incites rebellion. If you would, turn over to Proverbs 22, Proverbs 22 and verse 10. It says, cast out the scoffer and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. Have you ever met someone who's always stirring up trouble? They just can't let things die down. They won't let things go if there's a problem. They can't resolve it. They can't come to the point of peace because they have a rebellious spirit. They have a rebellious attitude. So the scorner is always involved in contention and strife, always stirring up trouble. Turn over to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and verse 11. Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and verse 11. And we see that that evil and rebellion have a close relationship here. It says, an evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Rebellion is for the evil. Those who are always stirring up trouble, too proud to submit to any form of authority. And some people just have a problem with authority. Some people have a problem with authority of their parents. Some people have a problem with authority of the teachers in schools or the authority of the law. But some people just continuously have a problem with authority because they are in a constant state of rebelling. They're not willing to submit. They don't have the humility in their character to be willing to submit to God's word. The scorner also is one who refuses correction. Go to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9 and look at verse 8. Do not correct a scoffer lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. See, the scoffer not only refuses the instruction and can't take the constructive criticism, he hates the one who reproves him. He doesn't appreciate the person who is trying to help them out in regard to their situation. So give instruction to a wise man, and the scripture says that he will be wiser yet. But when you correct a scoffer, you need to realize they could turn on you. You know, and that's a sad thing. That sometimes happens among brethren. You have the right attitude. You have the right heart. You want to go to someone because they have some problems. And then when you begin to strive to correct them or to talk about the situation, then they're upset with you. You know, and really, that's why a lot of people just avoid it, because they don't want the confrontation in regard to that. But we are supposed to care enough about one another that if we have a problem, we would go to one another. We're supposed to have that degree of care and to be willing, if correction is needed in my life, I need to be willing to accept it. I need to be willing to accept it. Turn back over to the 29th chapter of Proverbs and look at verses 1 and 2. 1 and 2. This is the description of what happens to the rebuked in Proverbs 29, verse 1 and 2. What happens to those who are rebellious, who are often rebuked? It says, "He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." So destruction awaits those who will not be reproved, who cannot take constructive type of criticism in regard to a situation. And we need to also understand how God views those who are scorners, those who are scoffers, those who are rebellious. Turn over to Proverbs, the 19th chapter, verses 28 and 29. Proverbs, the 19th chapter, 28 and 29. "A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for a scoffer." So judgment is coming for the scorner, for the scoffer, for the foolish person, for the one who rejects correction and instruction. Look in Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 12 through 15. And we see the results of a scorner's life are calamity. Proverbs 6 beginning in verse 12 says, "A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he shuffles with his feet, he points with his fingers, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually, he sows discord. Therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy." So the results of a scorner's life is going to be rejected by God. It's going to be calamity. In Proverbs 1, 22 and 23, it says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." So we've looked at the scorner, the scoffer, the foolish person as described in the book of Proverbs. Now let's contrast this young scorner to the wise young builder, to the person who's willing to listen to instruction. And notice the difference, the contrast that we will see. The wise young builder will seek after wisdom. It's not something that he turns down, is not willing to receive. That's what he seeks. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4 and read with me there verse 1 through 7. "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom and all you're getting, get understanding.'" So hearing the instruction, being willing to hear the instruction, should imply that you are willing to try to make an application of that to your life. But you got to be willing to listen first. Sometimes young people just, you know, they just tune you. They don't want to listen. Got to be willing to listen first, to hear the instruction, and then make that application to your life. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, and begin reading there in verse 32 through verse 36. It says, "Now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise," which would imply that you're doing it, "and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, watching at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." We need to keep the ways of the Lord. We need to listen to the ways of the Lord. We need to follow the instructions of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 1, in verses 1 through 6, we need to be willing to receive wisdom. We need to be willing to receive knowledge. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Notice verse 5, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb, an enigma, and the words of the wise, and their riddles. We need to study, we need to meditate, and we need to apply the knowledge of God's word that he gives to us here in Proverbs in our life. In Proverbs, the 9th chapter, Proverbs chapter 9, in verses 9 and 10, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So, if you want to be regarded as wise, all of us, we need to fear the Lord. But young people, if you want to be regarded as wise, learn to listen to what the Lord instructs us to do, to follow, to receive his instructions, and to make the application in our lives. So, the wise young builder, in contrast to the scorner, he seeks after wisdom. And also, he appreciates help. I'll go back to Proverbs 1 and look at verses 8 and 9. It says, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Your parents, young people, are speaking from the voice of experience. You need to listen to them. A lot of heartache in your life, a lot of problems can be avoided. You don't have to make some of the mistakes, and they know about them because they made them. So they're trying to help you avoid that situation, that you don't have to go through that same type of problem. But you have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to listen to those instructions. In Proverbs, the 15th chapter, there in verse 31 and 32, accept correction gracefully. The wise people will actually appreciate this and be thankful for the correction that comes their way. Thankful that someone was willing to stop and pause and take the time and to help them out in regard to learning more about a situation. It says, the ears that hear the rebukes of life will abide among the wise, and he who disdains instruction despises his own soul. But he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. You know, I found out at a pretty early age, there's usually, you can be doing a task, and there's usually an easy way to do it, and there's a hard way to do it. And you can do it the hard way, but sometimes I've received some instructions that, you know, it'd be easier to do this. I remember cutting with saws. Let the saw do the work, you know. Don't try to force it. Just let it do the work. Those type of things. Well, you know, you can not listen to that and go on and struggle, and you'll be give out by about 2 or 3 hours of work. And those people that are older that have been doing this all the time and know how to let the saw do the work and other things like that, they can work all day, no problem. Just receive the instruction. Appreciate the help that's offered to you, and be able to accept it gracefully, and strive to make some improvements in regard to your life. The wise young builder will also seek to bridle his tongue. Turn to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13, in verses 1 through 3. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Now, sometimes young people just want to tell people a piece of their mind. They want to let them know what's on their mind right now. But we need to realize, we need to learn to exercise self-control. need to learn to exercise control in regard to our mouth, in regard to our tongue, and the things that we say. There is a time, young people, to remain silent. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just remain silent. Learn to listen to instruction. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and verse is 6 and 7, it talks about the need for us to be able to bridle our tongue. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Can your mouth get you in trouble? Oh, yeah. Many problems, and many fights that break out all start with just someone just running their mouth. You know, that's how things take place. That's how things happen, how things escalate, and how violence becomes involved. And you have to learn to bridle your tongue if you are to be a wise young builder. Also, if you're going to be a wise young builder, you need to learn to be industrious, not one who is lazy. And that's spoken of in Proverbs 6 and verses 6 through 10. And the description of ants says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer, gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man." So here again, we need to learn to develop good work habits. And that begins young, begins in youth. And I think a big problem today, parents are not trying to teach their children at a young age good work habits, things to do. You know, you can teach a child at a very young age to pick up their clothes. You don't need to wait till they're a teenager and then you're trying to get them to clean up their room. You need to start a lot earlier than that to teach them to develop good work habits. Then it will carry over that they have some responsibility. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 27, it says, "It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth." It's good for young people and for children to learn how to work and how to help at home. Now, I'm going to tell you, my father was not a real patient person. So a lot of times when I tried to help him, what he wanted to do, well, just go, oh, let me finish this. Now, it takes a little time on your part, parents, fathers, mothers, to show someone how to do something, and it's probably going to take a little longer because you're trying to teach them how to do this task. But in the long run, you're much better off to help them and to show them that and take the time for that, because it will be something that will last in their life for them to be able to really learn how to work and how to help at home. The young scorner, when you compare him to the wise builder, he will control his emotions. Control his emotions. Turn to Proverbs 25 and look at verse 28. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. It says, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." How important is self-control? Having control over your emotions. How important is that? Very important. If you have no rule over your own spirit, like a city broken down without walls. What were the walls in that day? What purpose did they serve? That was the defense. If the walls were broken down in a city had no defense. Had no defense. And so it is with us. If we have no rule over our own spirit, and we don't know how to exercise self-control, we have no defense against Satan and the things that he hurls at us. So we need to learn to exercise self-control. Look at Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verses 1 and 2. "A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." So, first thing happens, you don't control your emotions, you get angry, and then what do? You say something you shouldn't say. So, here he's telling us to use our tongue wisely. Control our emotions. And the person who is wise will understand that there's a time to speak, there's a time to remain silent. Turn over to Proverbs 16 and verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. To take a city in that day and time was a great feat. It was a great accomplishment. And here God is saying that if we rule our spirit, if we control our anger, the Bible, the New Testament says, be angry and sin not. If we control that emotion, it's a great victory for us. It's a great victory for us. Many adults have problems with anger. They go to anger management class. You know why? They didn't learn in their youth to control their anger. They did not learn to control their anger, to exercise this self-control. And anger always leads to problems if it's not controlled. Turn over to Proverbs 29 and verse 22. It says, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. So anger is going to lead to strife. It's going to lead to contention. It's going to lead to transgressions. It's going to lead to problems. It's going to lead to violence. It could lead to someone's death. It oftentimes has, because anger was not in control. Someone's anger was not under control. But if you're wise, you will learn to control your anger at an early age. And also, when compare the young scorner to the wise builder, the person who is wise strives to protect his name. We were discussing this in class Wednesday evening. This was kind of the topic of our lesson. Proverbs 22:1, where it says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver or gold. And we talked about with the young people, what does it mean to have a good name? You know, we don't go around saying that very much. He has a good name. But they understood the concept of somebody having a good reputation. And that the reputation is a description usually of their character. That they are, you know, honorable. They have integrity. They're trustworthy. They're loyal. Things of this nature. So here we need to realize we need to keep our name protected. So it will always be a name that can be trusted. It can be trusted. Proverbs 26 and verse 12. Proverbs 26 and verse 12 says, do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Do not think more of yourself than you should. Don't become filled, like we talked about this morning, with pride, with arrogance, with haughtiness. Don't think more of yourself. Make sure you want to strive to be wise in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God. Not just in my own eyes. You know, and our tendency is individually that if we were just judging ourselves, we all think we're pretty good people. You know? Just judging myself. But if I judge myself against what God's Word teaches, you know, then I have some shortcomings. But if I just judge maybe I compare myself to someone else. Well, I'm better than that person. That's not the standard. We need to realize that we're trying to do those things that would protect the good name that we wear. And the name we wear is Christians. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. That's the good name that God has given us. What are we doing with that? Young people, if you're Christians, you're going to be an example. You're going to be a shining light in a world of sin and darkness. Be that example for good. In Proverbs chapter 27, Proverbs 27, look at verses 1 and 2. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Don't boast about your own good name. It's better to let others praise you than for you to praise yourself. A lot of information in the book of Proverbs. A lot of things that talk about our conduct and how we live. And whether we fall in the category of being someone who's a scoffer and scornful, or whether we fall in the category of someone who's wise, a lot of instruction given to us. What are we going to do? Well, the choice is basically ours. Are you wise or are you foolish? Which one do you desire to be? Which one do you desire to be? If we desire to be wise, most of us would not choose to be foolish. We desire to be wise, we have to hear what God has to say and be willing to obey Him. A young, wise builder's pathway leads to salvation. But we need to realize that the young person who's the companion of fools will also be destroyed. What type of example will you be during this upcoming school year? Or at the beginning of this time, what kind of example will you be? We need to remember that other people can influence us. And we've talked about the influence and the importance of making the right decisions, the importance of being with the right people. In Proverbs 13 and 20, it says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." The New Testament says, "Evil companions corrupt good morals," 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33. So, if we have problems and we realize we have problems with sin, we need to address them. We don't need to ignore them. We need to take care of them. And the book of Proverbs gives us instruction in regard to that also. In Proverbs, the 28th chapter, and verse 13, says, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." The wise person will confess his sin, and he'll forsake them, and he will receive mercy. The foolish person tries to cover it up. But we can't hide those things from God. We need to walk uprightly so we can be saved. Are you saved? Are you in a saved state? If not, you can be saved today, but you have to be like the wise young builder that is talked about in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. You have to hear the words of Jesus and you have to be willing to obey them. Would you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, be willing to repent of your sins, be willing to confess your faith in Him, and be willing to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins? When you do that, that's the wisest choice that you can make in this life, because you begin to wear that good name of a Christian. And many of us have worn that name. Some have worn that name for many years. Are we being wise as we live? Are we being the disciples we should be? Do we still listen to the instruction of the Lord? Can we be corrected still in our lives? Because none of us live perfect lives even after becoming Christians. So if you need to respond to the gospel, would you make that need known while we stand and while we sing?